Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Not today,
Something I've been excited to talk to you about, but also I want the opinion of the boys, is when, you know, when there's like a, you're paying for something somewhere and there's like a tip jar.
Yeah.
And then you put a tip in there. When you tip, do you make sure to be seen tipping?
I'd like to be, but I don't make sure of it.
I make sure every time. I
you
have to.
Do?
Well, because otherwise
that's,
it's just like,
not what I would think you would say.
I mean, it's the obvious thing, but I don't want it to be like, okay, you didn't tip. Like, I won't, because it's, I usually am not a guy who just like goes somewhere once. I'm a guy who goes somewhere all the time.
So will you wait until somebody's back at the counter?
I might even engage.
Do you make eye contact?
I might even engage just to guarantee.
That's not really. Because I actually thought you would be so zen, karma, like it's
not good
in the hood. Like you pop it in and know that you did it.
Because I've even had a moment where like I'm about to tip and they turn around to like make the thing, and then I'm like, oh fuck, where like I just put it in then, but then for like an hour or two I'm heard about
it. I would
it.
Have
like, I'm
bet my life that you were the opposite.
Yeah, it's just something that, because again, I don't really go somewhere. If it's a one-off, I really don't care. But I'm somebody, I go to the same fucking places every day.
Right.
So like I want them
These
to know
people.
Like,
okay.
Hey, you know, Robbie always takes care. You know what I mean? Like don't
I get that.
Don't think. And so yeah, I always, so sometimes I'm like, oh, you're having a good day, and like really get that. Yeah, because the problem is too, it's usually dollars, and dollars don't make noise.
Do you make it shown how much you're putting in?
No, I just want it to be known that I contribute.
Are you a good tipper? Over tipper?
You know, I mean I'm a huge over tipper.
Me too.
But I had my younger years where in nightclubs I was very bad, like because I just wasn't paying for anything.
Oh,
you know, we're always out drunk, and you just don't really, like you're at someone else's table.
Mm-hmm.
I was never the guy who like got a table and everything, so I just never. But like restaurants, I'm fucking like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. I would never think about tipping waitresses at nightclubs either until I dated somebody that owned them and like would get to know some of the waitresses and the girls and see how hard they worked. And I would just throw them, I don't know who the fuck I thought I was. I would just be like throwing them money all the time because I'd just be like, I see you, like you're working your ass off.
See,
right
I'm
now.
The opposite. I thought to tip waitresses at clubs until I dated a waitress at a club. Then I was like, get the fuck. I was like, you're buying $6,000 shoes that you don't even wear. I'm like, I'm not fucking tipping you guys. Like, they're just, I mean, because there were certain clubs that I go to where I know, like, you know, sometimes a guy flies in this. There were times where they would make like 20 grand in a night or something like that. So then I'd be like, wait, I'm going to throw her a fucking hundo for the, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to the point where I was like, no, I'm not. But like
if
waiters.
I could still walk in heels.
Listen,
maybe
I mean,
should be a cocktail waitress.
Amy, you see what happens when we walk in a restaurant. Robbie's getting hugs.
Restaurant people love Robbie.
You see what happens.
He just, you, even if it's a new restaurant, they like have the vibe like, this is our guy.
I'm good.
Here
yeah.
he is. We just had it the other night.
That's right.
There's a guy, we went out to dinner at a brand new place, and this guy was falling over himself to get to the table. Couldn't believe you didn't tell him that you were coming.
Yeah.
Wanted to set us up upstairs with some live music, which, by the way, I was shocked. Everybody was like, you want to go? And I was like, it's 9:30. I'm tired.
No, but that was a joke. Nobody,
oh, it was?
Yeah. Nobody
oh,
was
that's
really
why I was like,
go.
Does it, why Jamie. Did every, well, you all looked at me and you were like, Jamie?
No.
And I was like,
well,
no.
Maybe because we knew we'd get the no from you.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? But you, by the way, which.
You all looked at me and you were like, do you want to go, Jamie? Everything, by the way.
Because he was standing right there.
Do you want dessert, Jamie?
Yeah.
Do you want anything, Jamie?
Well, because who eats dessert, Yame? You know I don't eat dessert. You're always the dessert queen.
Mm-hmm.
But what you did, and we talked about it at dinner, which was psycho move. Listen, Jamie's always perfect. But
psycho move.
We're going to get into this episode a couple of faults from the queen. We're sitting at dinner. And so the waiter is standing here.
Oh, I was bad. I was so.
Me and Connor were like, is this for real? So the waiter is standing here. Jamie's there. Jamie's friend is... Oh, no, sorry. I'm there. Jamie's friend is there. Cutter's
here. I'm next to Cutter.
So we talk about what we want, right? We want chicken. We want steak. We want this. And we asked... Cutter asked... Even though we know
this
what
is
we
the
want...
No. Can I preface please. This? And then you can say what happened. So he first comes over and tells us his favorite appetizers. He names four things, none of which any of us like. So we order the other three things that are on the appetizer menu, which was like kind of awkward. He was like, I love the shrimp and the this and the that. And we're like, okay, well, we'll take the chicken and the steak and the that. So then he comes over and he does the entrees, and now you can say.
Right. So Cutter, which again, we know what we want, but for some reason Cutter is still like, what do you think?
He was so nice that night.
Yeah.
He had passed his test.
That's right. So he's like, what are your favorite things? So he's like, oh, well, I love the shrimp, the octopus, and it was all the stuff that the opposite of what we said. And I kid you not. So Cutter's here. Jamie's here. The waiter's here. While he's talking, Jamie goes, that's everything that we said we did. She's whispering. She's like, that's everything we said that we didn't want. Why is it we're not going to get this? And Cutter's,
I know what I'm saying. I'm like, oh my God, everything we don't want. He's saying this is so awkward. Just order Jamie Cutter and just cut him off.
While he is less than a foot away. And by the way, I'm watching Jamie do to her husband what Jamie's kids do to her when we go to restaurants together. And she's like, come on, like, you know, you got to listen. It was such a fucking... But I do want to say, let's get a round of applause for Jamie for showing up on time to that dinner. She showed up on time to that dinner the other night, which is not like you lately. Would you like to tell...
One time we were going out...
Wait, hold on.
You just said what you'd like to tell.
I know, but this is
because
I want to make sure it's so proud. I don't want your,
okay,
you know, your...
Stage.
Yeah, feel bad for me story version.
I'm not
feeling bad. I'm going to tell the true version. So,
I'm giving all the details.
Listen, I know what you're all thinking. Oh, Rob's making a big deal. Jamie being 5 minutes late to dinner, 10 minutes late to dinner.
I wasn't. I was going to tell the truth.
Tell the jury, how late were you to dinner?
An hour.
An hour late to a dinner that you kind of reached out to me and were like, hey, are we doing dinner with Matt McCusker? And I was like, yeah. Oh, like I'll find out, hit him up and be like, oh, we go to do dinner, sushi. Jamie is an hour late. Now, again, I know what you're thinking out there.
And Cutter
How
was there
dare
to-
you? How dare you, Rob? Jamie's a mom. She was probably taking care of her kids and holding them to her bosom, whatever moms do this. No. Jamie, what were you in fact doing?
Getting my hair colored, but I didn't know it was going to take that long. And I gave ample warning.
She's getting a haircut.
I said, this is taking way longer than normal.
How do you expect us to make new friends in this town if you keep pulling stuff like this?
Well, Brittany has texted me, so we're good. Yeah. That's Matt's wife. I gave ample warning, like, this is taking way longer. You guys, I don't know if I'm going to make dinner. Cutter was there. You guys were like, all good, don't worry. And I was like, you guys, I'm looking at like 30 minutes. Now I'm looking at an hour. And you guys all said, still come. I apologize 150 times. I've never done this before. I felt like a total asshole, but my hair looked good.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I said to them, I said, listen, Jamie's very sensitive. When she comes in, let's make a whole big thing about her hair, everybody.
Well,
so that everybody,
done.
Oh my God, look at you. You look fabulous, you know? But no, I didn't
hold up the dinner. I ate my sushi in 7 minutes while we were basically paying the bill.
Listen,
it was all good.
You're a treat. Anytime you do.
Thanks, Rob.
But
I was rude the other night to the waiter. That was rude.
Yeah. But then
I was in a mood.
And then the other time we went to dinner was with me, you, and two of your friends who were both women. Let me say, there is nothing in the world better than going to dinner with three women who you are not dating in any sort of romantic relationship with, because we ordered so much food, and of course they do the typical broad shit, right, where they're like, yeah, we're so hungry, and then they have like one bite of something and they're like, oh my God, that was so... And Robbie is cleaning house.
And we were just talking the whole time. So
yeah,
you were just
I'm talking about, I don't know, my nipples hurt, whatever you broads talk.
What are you talking about?
That's the breastfeeding. So, but I'm just fucking... I had so many tacos and we had quesadillas,
yeah.
And oh my God, yeah. It was, and I'm like, that was one of the best dinners of my life.
Yeah.
Because we order all this food, and I probably ate, what would you say, 90% of the food
at
the table.
Yeah, I ate 10 and they ate 5.
Yeah. Well, that would be a little more than 100, but here we go. And here we are. That's our Jamie Lee. Late to dinner, no math. Yeah, Jamie thinks she's a good tipper. She doesn't know. She just puts she's like, I always tip 300%. And we're like, Jamie.
Oh, sorry.
So what is the, because I heard recently from somebody that 20% is not even like the minimum anymore. Like you gotta go up to 30.
What?
Now, that's what I've heard. But again, I just heard
now
this
I'm
somewhere.
Now I'm not a big tipper.
Yeah, see, I'm even for that. I'm a bad. But I'm good. Like I'm a good tipper. Yeah, I'm really.
Yeah,
I'm really solid.
Cutter's a bad tipper.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Tell me about it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Here we have a question from the boys. How do you feel about tipping on takeout? What
oh,
do you mean?
Oh, I want to tip so much more.
I bless. I'm like, thank you so much for bringing this to my home.
No. Not DoorDash. Not that. When you go to pick it up.
I hate that.
And it's always like minimum 20%.
I hate that.
Why am I paying the same tip
for somebody
none of the
you didn't
service?
Bring me anything? Yeah.
Even worse.
I have to put it on my own plate.
Worse than that, basically like the New York City deli version, what they have here is a store called, like, what is it called? Blue Diamond or Blue...
Yeah, I know the one you're
something
talking about.
In like Austin. It might not be called Blue
Diamond. Blue Diamond is dog food.
Yeah, well...
It's Blue something.
Royal Blue?
Royal Blue, yeah. So now you go into Royal Blue, right? And sometimes I go in, I love the fucking Honey Mama, so I'll go in, I'll get two Honey Mamas. It's like $12 or whatever. They literally like... it seems like I'm annoying them to buy something. I buy it, they punt it up, and they turn the screen, and it's like, yeah, how much do you want to tip? I'm like, for walking over and grabbing something from the thing, it fucking, yeah, it lights me up. And then...
Well, now that, and they always turn it to you.
Right, but when I am tipping on
and
that
they look
screen,
away.
Yes.
Yeah, they look away. But when I tip on those screens, sometimes, like, if it's something I feel like I should be tipping for, I do go sometimes, like, do they know... Like, I kind of go like, oh, what is that, 20%?
You're hitting no tip.
Yeah, right. But they could see it, and I think they can.
Yeah.
No, but I think I need to be seen. I need to. How do you boys feel about?
It's what you said at the beginning. Like, I need them to know that I didn't not tip. I don't want them to think I'm cheap.
Totally.
I don't care that they're like thanking me or whatever, but I don't want them to be like, this piece of shit didn't tip when I did. Oh man.
Yeah, it's zero thank you.
I'm such a hippie. I'm like, the world knows I did it.
Oh yeah, that's
the universe
nice.
Knows.
Sort of like if a tree falls in the woods kind of thing. Did I even tip?
100%. Yeah, that's how I feel. It's like, that guy just, and then it's like, I want the thing of being like, hey, it's like a social credit score. Like, I want to be like, hey man, I put something in the fucking bucket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know you tipped. Meanwhile, they're spitting in your food.
And I am the number one, like, freak about, like, I want somebody to be clean with my food. I want somebody. So
there's an agenda to the tips.
No. Because, again, like you said, it's like, I don't want, if I'm putting a 20 in there or a dollar in there, I don't care if they know how much it was. I don't care if they know I'm a big tipper. But it really is more so the, like, I don't want, like he said, it was a great way to put it, which is, like, I don't want them to think I didn't tip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more so than, like, oh, that guy's a great tipper. I don't really care. But a no tipper, that's just on something that deserves a tip. But, I think there are many things that
don't deserve tips.
How do you feel when they put the tip on there for you?
I love it because I would have tipped more. So I'm always like, thanks, sucker.
I went to a place one time and they put the tip, and they also put employee health insurance.
That's a new thing in LA. It's 4% health and happy tax, it's called.
That's wild.
Here's another thing. They'll do the included gratuity and then leave a space for additional gratuity.
Yes, I've seen that. Yeah. I'm like, they do that at hotels a lot.
Yeah, are you a dick if you don't tip on top of the tip?
I'll always put like an extra $5 or something.
I accidentally tip on those. I'm like, damn it. I didn't need to do that.
Yeah, I honestly can't even tell you the last time I was at a place that forced tipped.
Somebody that works in the industry, like a server, write in, let us know how much of these like tips are you getting if gratuity is included? Like, what's the deal so that we know if we're taking care of you or not?
I remember when I dated the waitresses, they would get the tips, but then they had to tip out. So they would have to tip, you know, the manager. They would tip the busboys.
They have to tip the manager.
Yeah, well, they would tip, like you had your busboy for the night who, like, did on your table, and nobody's tipping the busboy,
right.
So she would tip the busboy.
Okay,
she
yes,
would,
of
and
course.
Then, like,
oh.
A manager is in charge of being like, oh, you get that table. So if a girl tips the manager
more.
So it's
more, like giving him 10% to the, you'll get the better tables?
You'll get the better tables.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, why are you so quiet today?
Well, you want to know if I tip?
No, I would hope you tip. I'm saying about the, like, do you need to be seen?
Nah, I don't give a shit about that.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I'm also black, so I don't really tip. No, I'm just playing. I tip. I tip like crazy. But no, I mean, I don't know. I don't care if you think I'm a good person or not. Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I could have guessed that.
Yeah,
it's never about a good person. I don't even want them to think I'm a good person.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I really don't. I want it to be like...
You want them to not think you're a bad person?
Yeah, or more like... It's not about... it's hard to like even pinpoint. I need to like do the dive
you
and be like, what is this?
Really? A little bit.
I pinpointed it for you, so you don't want to be a...
No, I don't give a fuck, dude. Oh, okay. It's really not.
And he's like, nope, that's what it is.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
No. Listen, I've admitted a lot of shit on this podcast. I'm fine with admitting, like, I don't want them to think...
Is Rob a people pleaser?
Oh, boy. Oh, see, I see what we did here. I started on you, and then you flip it on me.
And I was the asshole?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. I wasn't going to say this, but no, I'm just kidding.
Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now that I've felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies is all I reach for. I am hooked. And honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. They come in fun colors. You don't see them through your clothing. Truly my favorite underwear. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL. Guarantee a flattering cut for everybody. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/pal. That's MeUndies.com/pal for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in. Think of some comedy duos who got it done. Key and Peele, Faye and Poehler. What about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you are selling, Shopify's got you covered. I had a business I started with a fellow mama, and we were able to come up with our logo. We sent it to Shopify, and we had mugs, bags, t-shirts, sweatshirts, you name it. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nottoday, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nottoday now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/nottoday.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One of the reasons why I did bring this up is because I wanted, when you were getting your hair done, I know you were freaking out about how long it was taking.
Out.
So I wanted to show you this clip that they showed on YMH recently, and it reminded me of what you might have been like in the in the hair salon. And I want to know if this feels
okay.
If this feels true to you at all. I'm trying to banter so they have to. Here we go.
What the fuck's taking so long? Ah! Hey, you scared of. Stop being scared. Hey, bitches. Will you get my hand too?
Guy's just trying to get a manicure.
This is staged.
No, Jamie. So can you describe to people staged. Who were just listening
okay,
what you
so
just saw?
So we're looking at a nail salon, and first he's yelling at somebody giving someone a pedicure. Why it's taking so long, and then just starts yelling at these poor manicurists as they're, but nobody's looking around. I'm sorry. I've been in enough nail salons that there's always one person that works there that will get up in somebody's face. It's shocking to me that nobody's, do you agree?
Oh yeah. There's usually like 20 Asian guys in the back.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's pretty wild that everyone's just treating it like it's normal.
No, yeah. Nobody's looking around. Nail salons, to me, I always think are like fronts for illegal shit, too. Like, they're running some shit in the back, mm-hmm. always.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Massage places, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those
mm-hmm.
ladies are tough, though, because I've seen videos of people, like, going in, like, robbing them, and they give them the same reaction.
Yes.
Like, gun in their face, just ignoring
them. Yes, that's what I'm saying. I don't think I've ever had my nails done by someone that I didn't think would throw down in a fight.
Yeah, speaking of, like, robbing somebody and tipping, this reminds me. So I was in New York City, and I was actually going to see my sister. So I had, like, 10, 15 minutes to kill, and there was, like, a juice store. And I was like, oh, I can go in and get a juice to kill time. So I'm standing in line. There's one person. So there's one person who's getting their juice and one person in front of me and then me. So I'm kind of not really paying attention. I'm looking around and it's my turn to go. I get up to the front of the counter and the girl looks up at me and she was like, ah, and she starts crying and like screaming. I spaz. I'm like, what the fuck? It looked like she just saw like a ghost or something. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. People from the store start running over to her. They're like, what happened? Are you okay? She can't even speak because she's crying so much. And it turned out there was a cup there from the whole day full of tips. And the person in front of me snatched it and fucking ran out the door. So she was like a mess and crying. And these people were coming over from the store, like hugging her, like, it's okay. And this. And like, again, I feel bad for you. You should get your tips this. But now Robbie's like, how do I get my juice? You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of standing there. There's a lot of crying. I'm going to pick up my sister. I'm like, I want a number two.
Right.
So it was a little weird. And like, finally, I just, you know that meme of like Homer Simpson when he just kind of goes into the bush?
The bush.
I just like backed yeah. up out of the front door and was because she was inconsolable.
For the tip jar. See,
she
this
was,
is how much tips mean to
yeah,
people.
And she was a mess. And again, this wasn't one of those places like a juice spot. It was like a vitamin store that had a little juice spot. So like they didn't do well. You know what
she
I mean?
She had some plans.
So
with
she,
that
yeah,
cash.
She probably had, you know, 30, 40 bucks in there or whatever. And I remember being like, man, how do I, because the first like 30 seconds been in, I was like really feeling for
yeah.
her. And then I was like, well, I want my juice. You yeah. know, and it fucking kind of flipped on its head. And I was like, I guess I just got to get out of
awkward.
Here. Yeah. Poor girl.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of crazy though to be crying over 30 fucking dollars. You know what I'm saying? That's a little crazy.
Well, I think she was like a, you know, 17 year old girl just like making juices in a New York City store. Like, I don't think she was like, it wasn't like she was like a career woman.
Yeah, shake it off.
You know?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I agree, but it's like, you know, she was, there were like multiple people like hugging her.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
man.
it was wild.
I would give her $30 to shut up.
Yeah, that's
I know.
You drop a fat tip.
Maybe that's a racket.
Hey,
maybe that's a racket. Maybe
right.
that's an act.
Oh, it was
maybe
a whole
that was
scam.
Like, oh, yeah.
I was on What Would You Do?
Yeah.
And I just walked out.
Yeah. yeah. You failed.
Yeah. Our boy Zolo tells us we have a voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
Hold yeah. It's finally somebody telling me I'm not an idiot for not liking Top Gun.
Oh, wow. Something
that was
different?
Just, that was
That's
just
all
the voicemails we kept getting. And we're like, we're not going to play that. Everybody knows that movie sucked.
One sec. Let me queue it up.
Yeah. While he's queuing it up, Jamie, you know, we talked about wanting to do like Jamie's Celebrity Gossip Corner. Do you have anything lately that you've been going deep on?
No, I'm so behind on my Bravo shows. I'm
wow.
so behind on my life right now.
Really?
I'm so sorry to bring nothing to the table. I'll work on, you know, it's also been spring break. When my kids are home all day, every day, I'm like, don't get a lot done.
You don't bring
myself.
Nothing to the table. Just 6 weeks ago, I asked you to make a list for me of things. And then I asked you again and again and again. And then last night you sent this to me and there were three things on it. I
there was four
it.
Things
oh,
on
sorry,
it.
Oh, sorry, four things.
But
right.
I thought about them. You One know part. Why? Because
oh,
I listened.
Oh, you made that list 5 minutes before.
No,
right
I didn't.
When I texted. Come
no,
on.
I didn't.
Four things?
Yes, because I've listened to other podcasts that I like and the ads and the things that I know.
But I was saying we could reach out to anybody. That was the whole point. We could
but
reach
I,
out to anyone.
See, but I look at it as, oh, these are companies that specifically do ads on podcasts and they do multiple ones.
We want to bring new.
Oh, we'll see. I'm looking at realistic.
They know who do ads. They know that. We want to bring new. Like, oh, what is Yamie Lee like?
But those are the things I like that I know will advertise. Okay. Well, I did put some serious thought into that. So I don't appreciate that.
I'm not so sure. I don't know. Serious thought?
Yes. I have listened. I'm a podcast listener. And those are, I'm like, okay, this has been on four different ones. They advertise in a lot of podcasts, and I want one of those.
Listen, you made me wake up early today, and you showed up late.
I showed up 7 minutes late. Chill out.
Well, I woke up. I didn't even know that Ubers came as early as I had to get an
Uber today. As 11:30 a.m.?
11:20.
You guys, I asked to just record today at noon instead of 1 p.m., and Rob was like, fine.
He was texting me at 10:30 going, don't ever let me wake up this early ever again.
Thank you. Yeah. It was crazy. I was like, I don't know. When we got here, I was like, do these mics even, were they had to like warm things up here? It was a whole.
Did you read the call sheet? But they've been here since 10.
I'm happy I got here.
7 minutes earlier than me.
This was the Give Jamie Shit episode. This is, you know.
I'm feeling it. I get it.
I'm hoping to stay anonymous. I have a situation. I want to just get your guys' opinion on what I should do. I have a girlfriend of 15 years. When I first met her 15 years ago, she had a son that was 1 year old at that time from a previous relationship. So basically, I've been around that family for 15 years. No, I'm not married, never been married, don't have any kids. We seem to be content with dating and stuff like that. Neither one of us have shown much interest in getting married. The situation is, recently, I've noticed that my girlfriend's son has been very flirtatious with my 17-year-old niece. And I don't know how to handle that. You know, do I stop it and have him hate me for stopping something like that? It's a little odd for him to fall for my niece while I'm dating his mother. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. So just wanted to get your opinion.
I just want to say right away, love this. Thank you for sending in the voicemail.
Yeah, I like
if
it.
We have more voicemails like this,
I like
we have our phone number right here. 512-387-1880 if you want our opinions on stuff. But this is his niece with his not even legitimate stepson.
Yes.
Or whatever he says, not married. I don't know.
So the kid is 15 now, is what he's saying. They've been together 15
years. And she's 17?
She's 17. I mean, it's not blood related. And it's not like it's like his daughter from another marriage. It's his niece. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, as fucked up as it is, my brain kind of goes to like, if you're in New York City and there's millions of people everywhere, like maybe he could find another chick.
You know how hard it is to find somebody, you know?
Yeah, but that's because like, I don't try. I'm an isolated guy. I barely leave the tower, Jane.
Right.
I just look out the window. But the, remember at dinner when we were talking about like, like the, you were like, you said, instead of saying AI, you said robot.
What?
All right, sorry. We don't need to get it. Because we're like,
clearly, I've been just a total asshole.
Yeah,
lately.
I was basically saying like I watch people. I see how they are. You know, like from an outsider. We're saying like I'm a robot. You know,
yeah.
Sorry. That was what do people
Rob's
say?
Rob's a robot.
Yeah. I digress.
I don't really see anything wrong with this, unless you're just feeling like you really want to keep the family separate. But if you've been in this person's life for 15 years, and they're basically like a child, or you're like a father to them, and your niece, I don't know. It doesn't feel messy to me. If it was his daughter, that would feel uncomfortable. But I don't know. What do you guys think?
I really feel like if there are so many people around, it's good. But like if they live in a town where it's like, yeah, there's 80 people in the whole town, and it doesn't seem like
well, he's 15. I mean,
then
he
if
doesn't
you
have,
find someone,
you know, he's not going out on the town a lot. It's
no,
like
but I just mean like
in...
if there's, you know, 1,200 people in your school compared to there's like you know, you go to this small school in a small town and this, and like you don't really meet like maybe this is the first girl he's ever been able to flirt with. Then that's very different than like if somebody has a lot of options. I don't, because I don't really understand the relationship.
I think you can have an honest conversation and just be like, listen, bro, like, that's my niece. I'm not cool with it. Find another chick, you know?
Or even explain to them, like, why it's weird.
Yeah, and have your girlfriend help you. It's her kid.
Yeah, that, what you do you, don't what have do you to boys put this thinking? On yourself, I also have, like, I have a very mental block sometimes when people start saying, like, my stepson and the niece and this, my brain just kind of goes, like, I don't really know. Like, I kind of go, like, wait, what? Like, how would that make them?
Do you need me to draw it out for you?
I'm not good at being like, oh, that's your second cousin.
I can draw you a family tree right now.
Well, I just, so that would be, so I get it, but how would they be? Let's say that was his real son. They would be cousins.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. And it's, even if it was his daughter from another marriage, they wouldn't be blood related. And the, but that would be awkward because they'd be like step siblings or, you know, this is his brother or sister's kid. So here's what it would be like. I was just trying to do it with my family and I can't do it. So
this is math
if
my
if there was no cutter and I was dating some guy and he had a kid and the kid was into Brian's daughter, my niece, my brother's daughter.
Yeah.
I could see it being, okay, now that I'm putting myself in this situation.
That's what, because like I just for the first time have a niece, and when I hear my niece, I get very, but she's also 1 year old, but it gets very.
Yeah, I can see how it can feel awkward now that I'm in the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting older. I think you can have an honest conversation. There's like some boundaries. That's okay. Maybe this sounds more complicated that you have a more like, you're more trepidatious about like talking to this kid about certain things because you're not his dad. I don't know what those dynamics are. So maybe that's where this is falling into.
Right. I would love to know what the mom thinks about it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are the boys, what do the boys in the booth think about this?
I don't think it's that weird. Teenagers are going to flirt.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I think I don't know. I'm just assuming. I think he's meaning like, what if it leads to more, right?
Of course.
If it's just flirting, then it's, of course, it's fine. It's whatever. But it's the, what if it, what
he
if.
He has a feeling that it can go.
Right. How do you put your, do you have to put your foot down?
Yeah, yeah. It's getting into tricky territory. I mean, I think it also depends on how close they all are. Like if they like never really see each other and it's like, okay. But like if they're like family, you know, or like if he marries the girlfriend and then they really like it becomes more of a serious family, mm-hmm. it could become really weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Any?
I say be a boy, man. Just let him get it in.
Let him.
What team are you on, dog? Come on.
Yeah, he's 15. She's 17.
Come on, dog.
He's going for it.
I mean, the problem is your family is the girl. You know what I mean? So you.
I'm totally playing you. I have no perspective here. I mean, I have no idea. I don't have any.
Oh, that truth came out.
Like, I don't have any fucking. I don't have like a niece or anything. I can't imagine what that would feel like. I probably wouldn't be cool with it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think. Listen. I think it also it comes down to the individual. If it bothers you, I think you gotta say something. You talk mm-hmm. to your girlfriend. What, 15-year girlfriend? That's crazy. How do you? What do you even call that? Somebody who's had a girlfriend for 15 years.
You're like
years.
Common law at that point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your partner.
But thank you for sending that in, please.
Your person.
More. Our email is nottodaypalpodcast@gmail.com. Our phone number is 512-387-1880. Give us your stuff. Do we haven't done a Who Knows Less About Sopranos in a long time. I feel like we should do one.
Oh, wow. Because
we kind of Sopranoed out with like the anniversary and this. Yeah. I know you were like, I can't talk about Sopranos anymore. I always feel the same. But do we have one of those, boys?
Yeah. Hold on one sec. Let me pull that up, too. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
How many years, this is kind of real, like, really obscure. How many years did Phil Leotardo spend in prison? Is that too obscure?
I'll never get it 15. Right. Just guess something. What do
10.
You mean?
I think 15 was the right answer.
Wow.
It was 20.
Love the show. It was 20?
Pretty sure that's what I said.
Let me.
You guys don't have the answer?
Let me pull up some better ones. Hold on.
See, this is what people are always like, how come you don't rely on other people? Why don't you don't do that? They have one thing.
Maybe you don't have the answer.
Yeah, give. How, you don't have the answer to the question?
Well, his screen froze up and he didn't have it.
Oh, that's totally fair. Then I'm being an asshole. That's 100% fair. But on the other hand, and he's supposed to fix screens and shit around here.
You can be the asshole now.
The screen's doing just fine. It's a user error.
What is Silvio's middle name?
Angelo. Go ahead. What
give
do you
us
think?
A first letter.
No, no, no. Guess, and then he'll give us a letter. Just put a guess. What do you think it might be?
John.
All right. Letter time. Mine was John, by the way.
Letter time?
Yeah.
M.
Silvio.
Michael's
Michael,
too easy.
Silvio. What's an Italian? Matteo.
What is it? What's the answer?
Manfred.
Who would ever get that?
Well, I guess, no, yeah. Well, people who, oh my God, you know that there's people who are listening to this right now, like, of course I got it. It's Manfred. He said it in episode three,
even,
season two.
What is that
two.
Even name? I've never yeah, even heard I, that before.
Somebody
in
said
my
to
life.
Me, is Manfred a thing you've ever heard? I'd be like, no.
No, it's not a cartoon.
Yeah, I still don't.
Nope.
I, you
sorry,
could,
anyone.
You know
named
what?
Manfred.
Ask me the same question next episode because I don't think I'll know. I don't think I'll know the answer to that.
No.
Do we have a memory lane?
We do.
While you're looking for memory lane, Jamie, the other day I peed in the lake and it was like one
like,
of the,
like standing next to it and pee peed in
one
it?
One of the best feelings I've had in a long time. Well, what happened was like, so I was on a long walk on the lake and I had to pee, but I was too far from like a thing. And I'm like, I don't want to go into one of these fucking porta potties.
Yeah,
it's so disgusting.
So,
so what I did was I was wearing shorts, luckily. I reach in the top of my shorts and I pull my underwear all the way over into the side. So my guy's just hanging out there.
In the short leg.
Right. And then I sit over by the lake and I just moved my pant leg over a little bit and I just sat there peeing.
It didn't trickle down to your, did you watch the stream that it wasn't going to hit your shoe or anything?
No, no. I had a full like good, it was because there were like these steps.
This is
like,
when you're lucky that you're a man.
Yeah. And I pee and I was like, wow. Because, you know, like the, recently on YMH, they had the double soul shaman, which is a guy who talks about, you know, all the stuff you need to do in nature and all this stuff. And I was like, I'm
do you
really.
You need to pee in nature? Is that one of his things?
I was really, I'm sure. But I was really, he thinks you need to drink your pee. But I was really experiencing a, it was a beautiful moment. It
you
was,
felt like connected. To,
yeah, I felt like a human is
wow.
supposed to feel, I think. Oh. Yeah, like I was like, wow, this is really
I'm never
nice.
Going to try it, but good for you.
Yeah, it's not often like a breeze hits my balls. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it was a really nice, like the my walk after that was way better than the walk before that.
Because you didn't have to pee anymore.
But also, I just think I had a little, I felt like, maybe it was when my pee stream was connecting to the ground. Mm-hmm. There was a little bit of the universe coming back through into
so
me.
You were plugged into
I was
something.
Plugged in. Yeah, I was plugged into the universe.
That sounds nice.
It was amazing.
I can
it was
only
magical.
Plug in when I have one of these right now.
Really?
A nice coffee, yeah.
Are you addicted to coffee right now?
No, I just kind of feel like I'm always in like a fog. Like I'm functioning fine, but I just, I feel like there's this like layer of tiredness. And everyone I know has been saying that. Well, this just helps me kind of burst through at 4 p.m. or whatever time it is right now. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's way earlier than that. We all know. Robbie, if it was 4 p.m., Robbie, you wouldn't be getting trashed on this podcast if it was 4 p.m. But speaking of being addicted to things, do you feel like you're addicted to anything else? Like right now, if you had to list things that you were addicted
my
to.
My phone.
Phone, of course. That's on here for me, 100%. I have TV. I'm fully addicted to TV. I'm addicted to fucking sweets after I eat. I need
me
something
too.
Sweet.
Something sweet. And you have know, I'm about to try 30 days no sugar.
How you feeling
starting
about
next
that?
Week. We'll see. Check in with me next week when we're together.
I'm
worried.
Happy I trashed you this week. Next week I'll be really nice
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, because I would no not sugar. Take it well next week probably.
So are you just going to drink what kind of coffee will be you be
I'm
drinking
not
now?
Gonna, I'm cutting out coffee.
Well, you're going to be a treat next week.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can't wait to see you.
Who knows? Maybe yeah. I'll be with it.
I think
2 weeks.
On
time. You know?
I think 2 weeks from now, I think you'll be feeling great. I think that first week might be, but who knows?
Right, we'll see.
You have like that radiation thing to
I'll
to
bring
try
a giant blanket
home.
Next week with me.
Yeah. What? So I also think I'm addicted to like working out. Even though it's like
I'm
a lame
addicted,
thing.
I'm not addicted to working out, but if I don't move my body, if I go a day without doing some sort of physical therapy or something where I feel like I'm bettering my body, I don't feel good going to bed.
Yeah. Like I used to be able to not leave my apartment for 3 weeks and like have no problem with it. Where now, like if for some reason I'm like not feeling great or if I was up late or something happens where, or if it's raining, let's say, and for some reason I like don't leave my apartment for 24 hours, I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Where like it used to be if I had to leave my apartment, I'd be miserable
yeah.
and I'd be like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But the boys have pulled up our memory lane.
Oh, this, okay. This was for St. Jude's. And it was on a boat.
Yes.
I actually remember having a great time at this
great
event.
Time, yeah.
Jim was there. Edie was there. Everyone was there. I actually vividly remember this one. I had a great time.
Yeah, I feel, you know, and it's easy for me to remember too because like you don't go on a boat a lot, but going on a boat in a suit.
You look I mean, so tall in this photo.
It's probably one of one. Really?
Doesn't he look tall? Like
I gotta
tall torso?
Throw this on the old dating profile then. What, can you Google Robert Eiler, Jamie Lynn Sigler, James Gandolfini, Edie Falco on a boat, like, or try and find, because I think there's a picture.
I actually have that picture framed.
Really?
Of the four of us on this boat.
Yeah, yes. It's a good, I want to see if we could find it, because I think that's a really good.
I have it in my little office.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute. I think we've talked about that story before, but do you remember when one of the, oh yeah, there it is right there.
Yeah. I have that exact photo framed.
Can we zoom in on that?
Everyone was just in a good mood that night. I just remember we were all like, yeah, it was just one of those nights where it just didn't feel like it was a chore. It just felt great.
Yeah. So one night a year, I put the suit on.
That's a nice suit. Is it in storage?
Who knows where that thing is? I don't know. It's probably on the floor of a strip club somewhere. Jamie Lynn Sigler, get together for a boat ride on the Forbes. I was going to say it was the Forbes thing. The Forbes Highlander yacht in New York City. Yeah, because I remember we went back out on that same boat for 4th of July to watch the fireworks because we met someone on that boat who was a Forbes and they were like, oh, come on our boat next time. And then I'm not going to say who the celebrity was, but there was a celebrity on the boat when we went for 4th of July. And he, like, I had no idea who he was at the time. And he, like, came over to me and gave me his card. He's like, if you want to tour my studio. And, like, gave it to me and kind of, like, hand. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck studio this guy's even talking about. I'll tell you who it is later. But it was it's a guy who's, like, still around, I think.
Really?
Yeah, a legit
guy?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have wanted to go to the studio if you knew who he was?
No, absolutely not. Oh. Like, he's a full, yeah, no. But it was.
Probably a big tipper.
Yeah, definitely a big tipper. I mean, if you're on the Forbes, yeah, you got a tip, baby.
Yep.
That's just how we roll.
Do you know what year that was?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What? I'm
2005?
Yeah, I would probably say I'm going to go. No, because I think I had a drink in my hand. That doesn't say much, but I know there's a year in there where I stopped drinking. 2000. Yeah, I think you're right. So I'll go 2006.
Six.
2007.
Oh, 2007.
Close.
Okay, almost. Well, Jamie, I want to apologize.
Oh, I'm fine.
I want to apologize to you. Oh, no, please. There's always people who are like, poor Jamie, you know?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, my God, come on. They always think, you know, like, people don't realize that, like.
I get so much love. I need to be ribbed a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know.
Put me in my place.
I'm doing this for Jamie. I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, a lot of people a lot of time think like, oh, Jamie didn't want this to happen or like this, whatever.
And oh,
it's like,
what about PG?
PG, but other things where it's just like, oh, she's uncomfortable. And it's like, yo,
well,
we
appreciate people feeling protective.
Oh, of course.
Me.
But it's also like, I think people need to understand, like, we do this episode, then we talk about it, and then they edit it. And there's days before it comes out where if we ever, there are things that sometimes it's like, hey, that has to go.
Yeah.
Like,
well, Rob was mad that I made him wake up early today. So he just needed to get some frustration out of me. It's okay.
Listen, I'm a podcaster, not a farmer. Okay. I'm not a farmer.
Thank God.
I'm not
Your
a farmer.
Crops would be dead.
Yeah. I would just stay up all night and water them in the, you know, water
true.
Them right
Maybe
before bed.
Be
yeah,
it'd
be perfect timing.
Crops.
Jamie, I love you. I'm sorry for
It's okay. It's
for
fine.
Everything,
I love you.
But you deserve it.
I'm
and
a better
and also on to top it off, she said we got to be out of here early. is what Jamie said to us. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.